Okay.
Okay, so he was smart. He talked to your mother.
So smart. He talked to my mother, and he tell her how he was an only child, and that he really didn't know his father at all. And he barely knew his mother, because she died young too. And he was, his aunt was his only connection with the family. He didn't know the family at all. But he was from West Virginia. Well, of course, my mother thought, I'm not giving my daughter to anybody that lives in West Virginia. That was the same as being on the other side of the world. She certainly didn't want me to marry anybody on the other side of the world. But there was nothing to do, but we were going to get married. So she, now Melba had gotten married this summer, the fall before. So my sister has said, well, you don't need to get a wedding dress, as you can wear my wedding dress. And it was a beautiful dress. She had gone to Ellis Stone's in Raleigh and got her dress. It beautiful. And so I wore her wedding dress. But I did get a new veil. I just got a little short one. I didn't get one that trailed down like hers trailed down, but I just fixed one that come down back to my waist. And so he began to think, well, what are we going to do when we get through the wedding? And one of his friends says, I know they have some little beet. They have some little cottages down at a place called Southern Pines. Said, it's just down the road from Raleigh, about 60 miles. And you go down that road and you'll find these little cottages. And you go into them and there's a bedroom and a sitting room and a fireplace. Said, that's what a lot of people will come and get those little cottages.
But you were on your way to
Florida.
So
that sounded good to him.
You were on your way to Florida. You were on your way to Florida, but that was the first stop was in Hoffman, right down below Southern Pines.
What did she say? I can't hear her.
You were on your way to Florida? And that the first stop was in Hoffman?
Oh, yeah, we had to go to Florida, that's right, because that's where he lived. He lived in Florida, and he wanted to go back and show me where he lived.
So were you...
He was in the bank down there. Is that right, Elizabeth?
He worked for Florida Electric. Was it Florida?
He went to Florida Southern. Florida Southern College.
Right, and he was an accountant.
That's right, he went to Florida Southern.
Oh, okay.
Florida Southern.
And he went to Divinity School at Duke.
I had forgotten that. He went to Florida Southern, and he wanted to go back to Florida Southern, show me where he went to college. And then he came up to Duke to Divinity School.
So this was your honeymoon, you were going to Florida? So this was on your honeymoon, you went to Florida to see where he had been?
Because he had gone to Florida Southern College. It's called Florida Southern College. That's where he went to college. And then he came to Duke Divinity School. Well, thank you, honey. Thank you. Do you need some?
I'm fine right now.
Do you mean to stop?
No, is she getting tired, do you think? But go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I don't know about this.
Here. I'll take it.
Do you remember when Melva and Woody were dating? Do you remember when Melva and Woody were dating?
Do I remember when they were dating?
Mm-hmm.
I certainly do. We had a long, we had a porch.
Was that at the Ivy Ellington house?
And there was a swing on the porch. You've ever seen the porch swing? You know, about this big. Go back and forth. And they would get in that swing. That's my sister. That was the summer before I got married. They got married the year before. And they would laugh and laugh and laugh. And I thought, what on earth is so funny? And I still don't know what was so funny. I think they were just so happy. They just laughed and laughed and laughed.
That was when you lived at the Ivy Ellington house, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
So how long did you live in that house, do you think? How long did you live in that house, do you think?
I don't think they lived there too long, a few years until they bought this house up up on Academy. Mm-hmm. It came for sale, and my father came in real excited and said, there's a house up on the Academy Street for sale, and I want you to go up there and see if you don't like it. And next door was Dr. Hunter. Next door was Dr. Hunter. And my mother said she didn't know about that. She wasn't sure. He said, well, we've got to make up our mind because somebody else wants it. Says, let's go ahead and buy it. Then if we don't like it, we can sell. So, they bought the house and moved in, and Miss Hunter came over to speak to my mother, and she thought she was the loveliest neighbor she could expect to have. So she and Miss Hunter were very good friends.
Mm-hmm. That's great. The other thing that I remember you telling me was about the fish that you used to have for dinner on Friday nights.
I can't hear you, honey. Come sit beside me. I've got another book.
I know.
This is the Neil Culbras family. And, of course, Sarah Culbras gets her name from that. This is more ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Katie has that name, too. Huh? Katie has that name, too.
Well, of course, Catherine Culbras.
Right.
So you'll be interested in that. You'll be interested in that because mm-hmm. that's the whole thing. That is all the Culbras. But I've already loved the name Culbras. My grandmother, my mother's mother, was a Culbras. Mm-hmm. She was a Culbras. Culbras.
Culbras.
That name, have you heard of that name before?
No.
Well, that's a, you know, there's not many in North Carolina there.
They're from Sampson County, I think.
They're from Sampson County, that's mm-hmm. right.
What I was thinking of was, you told me about getting fish, and how when the fish came in on the train.
Oh, the fish did come in on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, from Norfolk. Norfolk put a box of fish, and it was in ice. The fish was down in the ice, and it came on the train to Trinity. Well, Uncle Mag, the colored man, we called him Uncle Mag. We called him Uncle. You know, you always called a older colored person aunt or uncle. The men were uncle, of course, just like your uncle, but they were called Uncle something. And I never have known what Mag, M-A-G, what that meant. Magna Poem, or I don't know what it meant. But anyhow, he was Uncle Mag. And he would meet the train. He'd come up with a little cart, just a little cart, and on two wheels, and get the fish off the train. Well, my father would say, wait just a minute before you take it down to the store. And my father would go over and look in the fish, and he'd pick out the fish he wanted. And he would say, now this is the fish I want. As soon as you deliver it to the store, take that on down to our house. So he did. He knew which fish it was. And this was Friday. On Friday, the fish came into the train station on the train from Norfolk. And my father picked out the pieces of fish, he wanted. Mm-hmm. It might be a little tiny fish, or it might be a great big fish. At Easter time, shad came in. Shad is a big fish. Mm-hmm. You'll find a shad. And he would look at the shad. And he'd pick out the shad he wanted. Because we always had to have shad for Easter. Friday. On Friday, you had shad. Well, I don't know what in the world my mother did with the rest of that fish. Because you wouldn't eat but just that much of the shad, and the shad was that big. Mm-hmm. I don't know, she gave it away. We always had a colored person in the kitchen, you know. And they fed their family what they take home. We didn't ever have leftovers. Mm-hmm. Because they took the leftovers home with them. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the names of the Do you remember the names of the colored people that you had helping you?
The colored people.
Yeah. Do you remember their names?
Not many. They didn't furnish you with names. They didn't tell you their names.
Was this in Cary?
Huh?
Was this in Cary?
No, this is in Trinity.
This was in Trinity. Okay.
Are there any colored policemen in Cary?
Yes. They are.
Mm-hmm. A few.
They usually took the name of the people they worked for as slaves. In other words, they would have the same name as somebody in town. Because they took the name of the, when they were slaves, they took the name of that person. You all have to do the talking.
Yeah,
I think we probably need to stop. We can do this some other time.
Okay.
Well, thank you
but
so
I'm
much.
But I'm going to answer any questions you'd like. You okay, can help
you,
me.
I think you did great. You did wonderful.
Well,
thank you so much.
You know, you bring up memories. You really mm-hmm. did.
Yeah, that was terrific. Yeah.
Let's so have dessert.
You. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's have dessert.
Let's have a dessert.
Yeah, so thank you very much.